so it'll pick up. You don't have to worry about speaking too loudly. This is July 29, 2008, Disc 1 recording interview with Martha Longnecker at her house and studio in La Jolla. Martha, can you please pronounce your name just so we have it correctly?
Martha Longnecker.
And as you know, we're going to start out with a few simple entries, biographical information. Where and when were you born?
I was born in 1920, specifically on May 18th, in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
And could you describe briefly your childhood and family background for us?
Well, first of all, my family, consisting of a brother and sister, mother and father, moved to California when I was only 9 months of age. And I've never been back to Oklahoma, so I can't tell you much about that. But we moved to California, and it was a beautiful Covina area at the time, full of orange trees, and we had a kind of a ranch-like home. And it was a wonderful place that I remember. We had turkeys and chickens, and we had fruits and a solar house my father had designed. And so we were there until I was almost five, and then we moved to Monterey Park, which is south of Alhambra and south of South Pasadena and Pasadena Junior College, where I later went to school. And there's so much to tell about my childhood. I don't know what aspects you want. I might just give you some early recollections. I have an unusually good memory, and I actually remember being on the train. It sounds unbelievable. I was only 9 months of age, but I just remember this sensation of our train going like this and the other train going like this. And it just was so amazing to me, you know.
So you remember the one train going forward and the other
yes,
one
we
passing.
Were going, and there was suddenly this thing, very fast. And that's stayed with me, and I think it's rather interesting because life is kind of like that, you know. And then, of course, I remember so many things about nature. I particularly loved climbing trees and digging caves and swimming, and all of those things are natural to children. Otherwise, it wasn't raised in New York or the city. I was raised with natural things.
And do you remember specifically any art experiences that you might have had at an early age?
I do. Interestingly enough, I was preschool, and I can actually see the little bathroom. I had gone in the bathroom and at the wash basin where you wash your hands. There was some powder on the rim here and some water gotten on it, and I put my little finger in it, and it felt so good. You know, it was pasty. Well, it was actually clay because it was some of my mother's talcum powder or something that had spilled a little bit and gotten wet, and I just loved it. And I took this and played with it and took some more of her powder and had a little ball of clay. My mother came in. My mother was a marvelous woman. She wasn't the kind who would yell at me or shake me or anything. She just let me know that, no, I was not to play with that powder. But I remember my feelings, because when you're very young, you can't articulate it. But I remember my feelings of, boy, this was wonderful. Maybe I shouldn't have done it, but I'm sure glad I did.
And you mentioned that you went to City College in Pasadena. Could you sort of walk us through your educational background?
Yes, after my education was straight, uninterrupted. Kindergarten, where I stayed an extra term because I loved it so much. And then I skipped 1A and went right to 1B. And I had the wonderful thing of split elementary schools because my mother was an elementary school teacher and principal in Los Angeles County. And of course, this was